could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home at Chief 10 Sin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Edgar Lungu's family loses appeal bid to block repatriation of former president's body to Zambia. Oman Musambo opposes state bid to seize his properties. And in global news, Malawi votes for next president as cost of living bites. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Morando. The Pretoria High Court has dismissed with costs former President Edgar Lungu's family's application for leave to appeal against the judgment which ordered the repatriation of the former president's remains following his death on the 5th of June 2025. The full bench, in a judgment delivered by Acting High Court President Aubrey Ledwaba today, found that there are no reasonable prospects of success and no compelling reasons to permit an appeal to the Supreme Court. The court said the matter was fact-specific and did not raise legal issues of sufficient general importance to warrant further review. The family had asked leave to appeal after the court on August the 8th upheld an earlier order to repatriate the late former president's body for a state funeral in Zambia. In their records before court, the family argued, among other points, that Zambian common law burial rights, the contract terms governing repatriation arrangements, and the application of South African law to the dispute should have been given greater weight. However, the court rejected the contentions, holding that the deceased remained a former head of state with attendant funeral considerations, and that the Attorney General's presentation of Zambian law was adequate for decision-making, and found that factual disagreements about contractual clauses did not amount to compelling legal issues for appeal. Jailed former Lusaka Province Minister Boma Nusambo has opposed the state's application to forfeit his properties in Lusaka's Chamba Valley area on the basis that the land in question is a subdivision and remains the subject of separate high court proceedings. Mr. Lusambo says by virtue of the subdivision of the property in question, it makes it difficult to point entirely that he owns the properties on a subdivided land. In an affidavit in opposition filed at the subordinate court today, Mr. Lusambo says he filed a notice and a memorandum of appeal against his conviction and sentence, adding that the pending appeal raises serious questions of law and fact, which must be determined before any forfeiture order is made. He argues that the conviction under appeal is not final and that immediate forfeiture would render the appeal academic and cause irreparable prejudice. The affidavit states that the defense has demonstrated arguable grounds of appeal and asks the court to stay any forfeiture pending the outcome of the High Court process, and urge the court to respect established authorities requiring third parties and affected owners to be given notice and an opportunity to be heard before property is confiscated. And an interested party to the property in question, Mukuka Mukonge, through his legal representative, has asked for more time to respond to the state's application for forfeiture. On the 1st of September 2025, Mr. Lusambo was jailed for 3 years with hard labor on two counts of possession of property established to have been proceeds of crime, prompting prosecutors to seek an order for forfeiture upon conviction, citing the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act. Ruling has been reserved for October 2025. Nkana Independent Member of Parliament, Binwa Mpundu, has pleaded not guilty to one count of seditious practices before the Lusaka Magistrate Court. Mr. Mpundu appeared this morning before Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe, where the court proceeded to take his plea following confirmation that the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, had granted consent to prosecute the matter. However, Mr. Mpundu, facing one count of seditious practices contrary to Section 57(1)(b), read together with Section 60(1)(1) of the Penal Code, denied the offence after confirming that he understood the charge. Allegations are that on December the 20th, 2024, in Lusaka, the lawmaker published material on social media that encouraged politicians to arm themselves and prepare to defend against attacks using guns or any material. Conduct the state says amounts to incitement and sedition. The matter will return to court in October for commencement of trial. 16 members of the same family have been arrested in Namwala district of the southern province for an alleged stock theft syndicate linked to the illegal slaughter, deboning and concealment of more than 130 heads of cattle. Southern Province Police Commissioner Auxencio Daka has disclosed that an operation following credible intelligence that two farms were being used to process stolen animals and conceal evidence by burying the remains resulted in the recovery of cattle remains buried in over 15 pits with a total of 130 carcasses and associated parts. Mr. Daka also says police recovered 65 heads, including skins, bones and other remains, from pits at a farm in the Gawilisi area and a further 65 heads from pits at a second farm at Namisamo fishing camp. He explained that ear tags recovered at some burial sites enabled officers to identify 26 of the animals as belonging to a Namwala district resident, while the owners of the remaining carcasses are being traced. Mr. Daka has confirmed that the 16 suspects who are reported to be related are in police custody and face charges of stock theft and possession of property reasonably suspected to have been stolen or unlawfully obtained.
The deboning of the meat and burying of the skins and the bones was done in order to hide and conceal everything. So far, 130 heads of slaughtered cattle have been discovered in two locations within the district. 65 discovered heads at the farm belonging to Mr. Madiru Kalapula in Namisamu area, and another 65 discovered at the farm of Mr. Shepande Kalapula in Kawilisi area. So far, 16 suspects have been detained, and the 16 are all related, and they are currently in custody for stock theft, and also a case of found in possession of property believed to have been stolen.
In global news, Malawians are voting in presidential and parliamentary elections following a turbulent 5 years that has seen the economic crisis worsening in the southern African nation. President Lazarus Chakwera is vying for a second term, his main rival being Peter Mutharika, an octogenarian who has previously been in office. In the cities, campaigning has been overshadowed by fuel shortages, which have led to long, frustrating queues at petrol stations, while the rising cost of living has also been a major concern of voters. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
A court in Kenya has issued an arrest warrant for a British national accused of murdering a 21-year-old woman in a northern town which hosts a British military base. The suspect, who was not named, had failed to appear in court. The Israeli military says that its troops are moving into the center of Gaza City. The IDF called it the main phase of its operation, saying that thousands of Hamas fighters were based there. Hospitals in the city say at least 43 people have been killed in Israel's latest bombardment of the area. UN investigators have concluded that Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Navi Pillay, who led the team, warned foreign governments that failing to stop genocide amounted to complicity. Israel has said the report is based on Hamas lies.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new light for radio.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACI, says it is ready to support the private sector in leveraging the opportunities presented by the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA. ZACI Acting Chief Executive Officer, Emmanuel Mumba, says the private sector, particularly micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, needs to be positioned to utilize the opportunities that the AFCFTA presents. Speaking in Lusaka at the ongoing regional workshop towards an accelerated implementation of the AFCFTA in Africa, Mr. Mumba said MSMEs face challenges such as standards and